I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Britain delivers a fresh blow to Lebanon, advising against all but essential travel to the crisis-worn nation. Last week, a United Nations envoy described Lebanon as a rapidly failing state. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says,
basically, the government has become a kleptocracy where their job is just to steal as much as possible. So even when a UN envoy comes or when an OMF, negotiation happens, it really seems vividly that the politicians are only seeing this as an extra opportunity to squeeze some cash out of the system.
Lebanese Christians feel the pinch as much as everyone else. As Horizons visits homes and refugee camps, most meet someone open to the love of Jesus. So even as Lebanon's government fails its people, pray the church would grow. And on November 15th, India opened its borders to vaccinated tourists after 18 months of closure. The Indian government hopes it'll boost the economy after COVID-19 stress. John Padidi says Bibles for the World looks forward to traveling more freely in the country and reconnecting with partners. He's visited India since the pandemic.
But it was a trip that was just so many restrictions that it made it very difficult, very unproductive to work over there and travel around, as our work is spread over many states and every state requiring a fresh COVID test, certain quarantines in different districts and villages or towns.
Padidi says the ministry hopes to ramp up deliveries of Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels of John around the country. Ask God to give them wisdom. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.